It's not often Democratic and Republican Party operatives in Maine agree, but both say control of the state Senate is up in the air this November, with close races in a half a dozen of the 35 Senate seats that are up for grabs. Mal Leary has our story.
The importance of who controls the Maine Senate has been spelled out by leaders in both parties.
The Senate in Maine is in play, and we need to take it.
Former Governor Paul LePage urged those attending a GOP rally with Vice President Mike Pence in Herman last week to pay attention to Senate races.
We need the Senate. If we get the Senate, we can slow down the spending.
On the House side, Republicans failed to put up candidates for 19 seats, and Democrats are favored to hold their majority in the 151-seat chamber. Democrats also want to keep control of the Senate in order to steer the agenda in the legislature for the next 2 years. University of Maine political science professor Mark Brewer says it's hard to gauge which way the battle for the Senate will go.
The Democrats have it now. Republicans would desperately like to take it back. And they have an opportunity to do that. I mean, I think that the control of the Maine Senate, to me, is a pure toss-up.
There are three open seats in Bangor, Waldo County, and York County that are drawing outside campaign expenditures, but not much public attention. Brewer says that's because most of the spending and the attention has gone to this year's U.S. Senate race and to the president's efforts to win an electoral vote in the second congressional district.
They're incredibly important races, but they're just not getting the attention from the media. They're certainly not getting attention from voters.
Brewer points to competitive races, such as one in Aroostook County, where Democratic incumbent Mike Carpenter is being challenged by Republican State Representative Trey Stewart, and another in Hancock County, where incumbent Democrat Louis Lucchini is being challenged by former Republican Senator Brian Langley. University of New England political science professor Brian Duff says these contests show that both parties have started to pay more attention to legislative races.
These down-ticket races matter a lot, and they've started to pay a lot more attention to recruiting good candidates, to finding the competitive races.
And two incumbent Republican senators have been the targets of independent expenditures as well as Democratic Party spending. Senate Minority Leader Dana Dow is being challenged by Democratic Representative Chloe Maxman of Nobleboro, and Senator Matt Puglia of Augusta faces a challenge from Democrat Kaylee Hess, a race in which spending has already topped $300,000. And both parties say there may be a surprise or two in other races that have not generated as much in spending. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.